What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Drea, and welcome to the In Pursuit Podcast. This is the place where we will be discussing all things that fear has kept us from. So if you're ready, let's go ahead and get started. Get your notes out, get your papers out, get your pen, because we're going after everything that God has for us. You ready? Let's go. What's up, y'all? It's me. How are y'all doing? First and foremost, like, the enemy really been trying me. Like, I'm sitting up here trying to hit record, and my computer just acting up. It would not let me record, but we're here. I had to delete some stuff off of my computer just so I can get this episode out. The enemy don't want me to talk about this, but it's cool. We got this. Big shout out to everyone who signed up for Date Night with Drea. Thank you all for just, oh my God. Whew, if you weren't on that live session Saturday night, you truly missed out on the message that God wanted to pour into you. Like, it was really, honestly, this was my first, like, session or event or whatever you want to call it. It was my first time actually, you know, talking about God. Like, I prepared a presentation. Well, really, God just dropped a lot of things into my spirit, and I created a presentation. So I was literally like just filled with the Holy Spirit. Like, I fasted all day Saturday. I wanted to hear from God. I wanted him to pour some things in me, take away the nerves, take away any doubts, any fears I may have been having. And he really just, like, he spoke through me during the presentation. The women that were on there, they was just really, they were really touched by what was said. They were touched by what God said to them through me. And that was my prayer. I prayed before I got on there. I asked God to just decrease me and increase him and speak through me. And he did just that. We talked about healing from the past. We talked about past relationships. We talked about strongholds and bondages and things that have just held us back and kept us from receiving the love and care that God wants to give to us. So yeah, it was an amazing experience. It wasn't even an event or a session. Like, it was truly an experience, and I cannot wait, y'all. Like, I cannot wait until the next one. I am gonna keep the theme Date Night with Drea. It was it was fun. Before we got on there, we just talked and played around and giggled. Mind you, I didn't know any of these women personally. Some of them listened to the podcast. Some of them were sent by other people. Some of them just maybe followed me on Instagram, know me from Instagram, and they decided to, you know, participate. And we all were just on there just talking, laughing, sharing stories, and they were taking notes, y'all. Like, it was just so surreal. It was just such a blessing, and I'm so grateful to God that I didn't give up, and I'm glad that he put this message and he put that into my spirit so that I can be able to pour it out to you guys. I'm so glad that I didn't give up. I'm so glad that the doubt or the fear didn't creep in and try to, you know, hinder me or stop me from producing such a great experience for y'all. So because Date Night with Drea went so well, we are now offering a free 14-day trial Pursuing Me challenge. Now, y'all, if you've never been a part of a challenge before, if you've never been a part of a community before, if you've never taken time in your life to just pursue yourself, we so often get caught up in pursuing other things, but do we or have we pursued ourselves? Do we truly know ourselves? Do we truly know our triggers? Do we truly know our fears? Do we know what they are? This is truly an opportunity for you to just be around like-minded women, be around women of God or people or women that are pursuing to be, you know, women of God, and they just want to learn how to love themselves, and they want to learn how to hear from God and have a better relationship with God, and they want to be able to further that experience that they had from date night with Drea. So this is your opportunity to sign up. Please look at the show notes below. Not sure if you guys know how, but if you're listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, then just scroll up and you will see all of the notes and all of the details right there. Please take advantage of this opportunity. We've worked so hard on this. We're still working on it to make it perfect for you guys. But like I said, it's 14-day free trial, which will go into the next surprise that I have for you guys. But yeah, sign up. The show notes has all the details, as well as my Instagram page, Drea's Story. I will have the link in my bio. So yeah, y'all go sign up and just be a part of this experience, man. But yeah, so that brings me into today's topic. Today's topic or today's message is called Complete the Mission. I was talking to you guys earlier about how I'm so happy and grateful that God allowed me not to give in to the fear, or that I'm glad that fear didn't come in and try to hinder me or try to delay me from producing such a great experience for you women. So God dropped it in my spirit Saturday morning, the day of date night with Drea. Really the night before, I was on the phone and I was talking to someone, and they were just expressing their doubts and their fears and their worries and things like that. And God just put it on my heart, and he was just like, complete the mission. Like, you're on a mission. The reason why you're going through all of these things right now is because I'm trying to do something in you. I'm trying to get you to do something. I need you to work with me so that we can complete the mission. And when he told me that, it just it struck something in my heart. I was like, what? Complete the mission? Like, it's truly a journey what you go through in life. Some of you are going through breakups. Some of you are going through a rough time right now in a pandemic. Some of you are going through a lot of loneliness and just a lot of doubt and a lot of anxiety and fear and frustration right now. And God is telling you, complete the mission. There are some things that we have to get over or get through in order to see what he truly is doing in us, to see the blessing. What are you supposed to complete in this season? What are you going through right now that God is trying to stretch you? What is happening to you right now? What are you thinking about? What are you letting overtake you? What are you letting defeat you right now during the mission? Are you pulling through hard times? Are you getting through the addiction? Are you in a season of wilderness where you're solely depending on God for finances, or you're depending on him to show you your next steps in life? Are you depending on him to show you the business plan? Are you depending on him to just do whatever? Like, what mission do you need to complete right now? Don't look at it as a problem. Don't look at it as a situation. Don't look at it as something that's meant to harm you or hinder you. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's all he's trying to do to you right now. But what is God telling you to do right now that you haven't even realized that he wants you to do? And you're probably thinking, like, okay, I get what you're saying, Drea, but like, how can I even see this situation, or how can I see my circumstances as a mission? How can I even see that God wants me to do something right now? You're not going to see it. You're not going to see it until you open up your mind, until you forgive yourself from the past, until you completely surrender everything to Him, until you completely surrender your mind and surrender your heart. God, what are you trying to do in this season right now? Why are you stretching me so much? Why am I going through so much pain? What are you trying to remove from my heart? What are you trying to complete in me? Philippians 1:6 says, "He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus." What is God trying to get you to complete? What is He trying to get you to understand right now? Some of you may need to fix your understanding. Some of you may need to fix your hearts. God is going to hold some things back from you until you complete the mission. Some of us aren't ready to receive the blessing right now. Some of us aren't ready to receive the finances right now. Some of us aren't ready to receive the marriage or the relationship right now. A soldier doesn't come home in the middle of a battle without what? Completing the mission. When you go to battle, for instance, let me give y'all an example. When you go to battle, there's a mission. There's a mission to complete. There are instructions given to the soldiers. The commander in chief gives them the instructions. They tell them where to go, what to do, what weapons to carry, and how to defeat what's in front of them, how to defeat the enemy. That is what God is doing right now in your life. He is the commander in chief. He's trying to give you the weapons, which is your prayer and your fasting and your time with Him. He's trying to give you these weapons so that you can defeat the fear, so that you can defeat the enemy's tactics, so that you can defeat the doubt. He's giving you all of this and preparing you for battle. He wants to give you the instructions. He wants to tell you how to defeat the enemy. He wants to give you these weapons. He wants to show you who the enemy is. He wants to show you what bondages and what strongholds and what's been killing your peace and what's been killing your confidence. He wants to show you these things. But a lot of you aren't signing up to be in the army. Y'all scared. Oh, I hope God does this for me. I hope he gets me out of this situation. Oh, I hope He gets me out of this position that I'm in right now. All of this hope and no faith, you don't have a lick or a sense of confidence in what God can do. You think just because you can't see Him that He's not working. You think just because you don't see the results right now that He's not working. You think because you don't feel Him every single day, every time you spend time with Him, you think that He's not working in you. You think that He's not going to complete a work that He started in you. It's in the Bible. He who began a good work in you will complete it. That's a promise. That should give you confidence right there that God is going to do whatever He needs to do in you, for you, and to you. You might still need to heal from some things in order to complete the mission. You might need to let go of some mindsets. You might need to let go of some things inside of your mind, inside of your heart, in order to complete the mission. When a soldier goes to battle, he doesn't bring his family with him. He doesn't bring his favorite comfort items with him. They don't bring their cell phones. They don't bring all of these things that they're comfortable with. You're going to have to let go of some things in order to fulfill and complete this mission that God has you on. You can't bring everybody with you. You can't bring your friends. You can't make them sign up with you. You can't bring that fear or that doubt with you to where God is trying to take you. You can't bring all of that baggage with you. So stop holding it. Straight up. Stop holding it. Stop holding those emotions in. Let it out. Let it out. Pour it out. Bring it to God. Okay, Dre, I hear you, but I mean, how do I complete the mission? How do I complete the mission? One, identify what the mission is. Two, say yes to it. Whatever God tells you, okay, I need you to heal right now. And whatever He tells you to do, do it. Be obedient. Number three, receive the tools for it. Faith, wisdom, hope, strength. He will give you all of these things. Those are your weapons. Number four, endure it. No matter what it looks like, no matter what enemy is coming at you, no matter what people are saying about you, no matter what your family is doing to you or telling you, no matter how hard it is being a single mother, no matter how hard it is providing for yourself and your kids, it don't matter. Whatever it looks like, endure it. You have the faith. You have the wisdom. He gives you the weapons. They don't send a soldier out to fight an enemy with no weapon. Number five, complete the mission. Jesus was on a mission. He knew what the mission was. He had everything he needed. He endured. Then he completed the mission. God gives each of us a mission. Your mission may be different from everybody else's. That's why it's unfair to compare your mission to someone else. You're not going to always understand your mission. You're not always going to understand why or even realize that a mission has been given to you in your pain. But God gives each of us a mission he wants us to complete. My mission was to allow God to heal me after that relationship. He told me to cut the person off and prepare myself for battle. What I was up against was strongholds being broken off of me, generational curses being broken, lustful spirits being taken off of me, mindsets being dismantled from my mind. The battle looks ugly and it's not pretty. Oh, but guess what? God definitely gave me what I needed during the battle. He gave me faith. He taught me how to pray against the enemy. He taught me how to walk by faith and not by sight. He taught me how to acknowledge him in all my ways. He taught me how to let go of what I was holding and give it to him. He equips us for battle. He gives you patience. He gives you confidence. He gives you promises and confirmations. He tells you what's on the other side of the battle. He tells you what's to come. He shows you. He gives you visions and tells you. He gives you warnings. He gives you dreams. He gives you instruction in those dreams. So it's not like you're going into something blind. He's showing you everything. Before David went to battle, he asked God what the outcome was going to be. Am I going to be successful? Am I going to defeat this giant? Will I succeed? Will I come out better on the other side? He constantly asked God for instructions. He constantly asked God for these things. And God said, yes, go, prepare for battle. David said, okay. See, that confidence God gives you hits differently. You know you can win whatever battle you come up against because God is with you. He spoke a word over your life. He magnified you. He protected you. David wasn't harmed at all. Why? Because God was with him. Please read 1 Samuel. If you want to learn about David and learn about the things that he went up against and how God literally protected him each and every step of the way. This man was fighting all kind of people, defeating all of them, him and his army of men. Whatever they went up against, they defeated the enemy. David took a darn slingshot and knocked down a giant. This giant was bragging and boasting, saying, oh, I can't be defeated. I can do this. I can do that. No man can come against me. David knocked him down and killed him with a slingshot. What? Because God gave him the strength to do it. He gave him the confidence to do it. Why wouldn't he do the same thing for you? Even when it looks impossible. It must have looked impossible for David. Okay, I have a slingshot. I don't have a sword. I don't have a gun. I don't have everything that I need to defeat what is in front of me. But he did. God is with all of us in the storm, in the prison, in the drought, in the discord, in the mess, in the chaos. Stop thinking you aren't equipped for the mission. I don't have this or I don't have that. God gave you everything you needed when he allowed you to go through what you went through. He doesn't birth weak vessels. You always come out stronger on the other end. Stop thinking you aren't worth it and stop letting the enemy use you and make you feel like you can't do something. It's too hard. It's too much. So do it anyway with all the fight and power and strength you have in you. It's time to get out of your own way. It's time to complete the mission. Y'all ever saw the movie The Patriot with Mel Gibson? After they defeated their enemies, Mel Gibson started waving a American flag. They were fighting for their freedom. They were fighting for their respect, fighting for their economy, fighting for their families. They knew what the enemy was. They were on a mission. They knew what to do. They had the weapons to do it. And they went after it with no fear. This man literally fought the whole entire movie. He took that American flag and waved it until all his men made it on the other side. That's what you gotta do, sis. Once you complete your mission, you'll be able to help others complete theirs. Who cares what it looks like in the middle of it? God, what is it gonna look like at the end? When will I overcome this thing? He will tell you. He will show you. He will give you miracles, signs, and wonders. He will never lead you blind. He will never not give you what you need. And you already have it. Use it. Some of y'all have went to school. Some of y'all have had experience in the corporate world, or just have a lot of people around you that you can ask for help. You have a lot of people around you. You have a lot of resources around you, but you're too scared to ask somebody for help, or you're too big and mighty and you feel so arrogant and you feel like you don't need anybody. You feel like, oh, I'm an independent woman. I don't need no man. I don't need this. I don't need that. That's what's holding you back. Maybe that's the mission that you need to complete. Get out of your own way. Stop being arrogant. Stop feeling like you don't need anybody. We all need somebody. I need people. I can't complete the mission alone. And that's when God, I'm getting a revelation. You can't complete the mission alone. So you need different people pouring into you. You need people helping you. You need people praying for you. You need prayer partners. That's why you need to get in this Pursuing Me Challenge community. You need to stop being scared and stop being afraid of pouring your heart out to people. Everybody isn't gonna hurt you. Everybody is not out to get you. Maybe that's a mission that you need to complete. That mindset, that way of thinking, everybody's out to get me. How can you receive love if you feel like that all the time? When you start seeking God, when you truly start seeking God in everything that you do, when you truly start acknowledging him in all of your ways, he gives you what you need. He equips you. I can't do this ministry by myself. I can't do this business by myself. God literally wakes me up at 3 a.m, 2 a.m, 4 a.m, whatever. He wakes me up and he gives me names. He gives me people's names, and tells me to go find them. They're going to help you do this. People I don't even know. God, who is that? I don't ask. That's the only question I ask. God, who is that? Whatever, I'm gonna go Instagram and find the very person that he told me to go look for, and she ends up being a business coach. Hello. God ain't gonna never leave you hanging, man. God ain't gonna never tell you to do something and not give you what you need to complete it. He ain't gonna never send you on a mission blind. Remember that when you're in your own way. Remember that when you feel like you can't do something. Get rid of that word can't. Get rid of that word defeat. Get that defeatist mindset out of your core. Pray that off of you. Oh, I ain't got nobody to pray for me. I'm on a prayer line every Tuesday morning. You feel me? Every Tuesday morning. You need me to pray for you? Come on, let's go. Now, I haven't been on a prayer call in the past 2 weeks. Oh, but I'm about to hop back on. Just for y'all, because I feel like there's somebody that's listening right now that just needs help, and they need somebody, and they don't want to acknowledge it. They don't want to say that they need help. Complete the mission. Write it down. Tell yourself that every single day. Ask God, what mission do you need me to complete? What do you need me to do right now? What is something that I need to get rid of in order to receive what I've been praying for months, for years, for days, for weeks? What's holding me back from receiving it, God? What do you want to remove from my heart, Father God? That's what y'all need to be asking. Not, God, get me out of this situation. God, remove this person from my life. God, do this, do that, do this. Faith without works is dead. I told y'all that already. I told you that before. Don't expect God to do something for you. And look, this is another thing. How many times do we expect people to do something for us after we hurt them? How many sins have you committed? How many things have you done to disappoint God, but then turn around and expect him to do something for you? Man, look, it don't work like that. Yeah, God forgives us. He gives us grace. Yeah, cool. But you asking for some big things. You asking God for some big things. Where's the trust? Okay, if God gives you this and he knows your heart ain't right, come on. You gonna mess it up, not him. You're gonna mess it up. Won't you rather complete a mission that God tells you to go on? Wouldn't you rather complete a mission than to receive something prematurely and mess it up? Some of y'all need to ask God to forgive you for your ways. Some of y'all need to ask God to forgive you for your sins. God, I know I've been messing up. I know I've been doing this against you, but I'm still asking you for things, God. That's how selfish of me. Forgive me for that, Father God. Forgive me for that. Help me to see where I'm wrong in the situation. Help me to see my selfishness. Take it away from me, God. I know that's preventing me from receiving what you got for me, God. Drop your pride. Kill your pride. Kill your flesh, man. Kill your pride. It's not going to get you anywhere. Trust me. Pride comes before the fall. Meaning that if you become too proud or too boastful or too confident in yourself, you're most likely to fail eventually. Pride comes before the fall. And that's in Proverbs 16 and 18. But yeah, y'all, that's all I gotta say. I'm really like stirred. Like I really feel as though God spoke through me. Everything that I say, every podcast is not going to be fun and bubbly, you know what I'm saying, and funny and everything like that. Everything I say is not going to be all, you know, good and dandy. Like, that's the only way I can describe it right now. But trust me when I say, like, this is a crucial time in your life. This season is not to be played with. Just because we're in a quarantine doesn't give us the excuse to not deal with ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's probably what this time is for. To deal with ourselves, work on our inner selves. And a lot of y'all don't want to do that. Which is going to reflect when we get out of quarantine. So, yeah, y'all. I love y'all. I may have sounded like a harsh mother today, but that's okay. I love y'all. Make sure you check the show notes. Make sure you sign up for the Pursuing Me Challenge. Y'all, you don't want to miss it. I'm telling y'all, like, whew, it's going to be big. I'm going to just say that it's going to be big. So yeah, y'all, make sure y'all follow my Instagram, Drea Story, for updates. Check out my website, DreaKOnline.com. That's DreaK kayonline.com. And I'm out, y'all. Peace.